Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Real Fiends Wine episode 148. This is Dave, Gills on a podcast, of course. Damn, we got a crazy episode. We're just going to lay into some shit right now, man. We are going to cover Suicide Squad. I was going on this crazy ass fucking rant with Gil before we got on air right now. I got so much bad shit to say about this movie. It's not even funny. Like, oh my god. Let me just read some stats about this movie. Okay, so it was directed by David Ayer. Writing credits, David Ayer. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. It's PG-13 fantasy crime film. It got a 7.1 on IMDb, which is fucking generous. Like, that is like, I don't even understand that. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 26%. That makes a lot more sense. And Metacritic gave it a 40%. It stars, Will Smith is in it. Margot Robbie, I think that's her name. She's hard to win. Viola Davis, Jay Hernandez, Jai Courtney, I think is his name. I like that dude though. Gil, what you gotta say about Suicide Squad, man?
That shit, it was weak, man. Like, I'm not gonna, like, kill it off the bat. It was entertaining. I say it's a movie that you put in the background. Like, when you're, like, doing laundry and shit like that. It's not a movie to, like
if you're ironing or some shit?
Yeah, like, if you're ironing, you just don't give a shit. You put it in the background just so that you don't, to hear noise. Put it that way. And, it was just, it lagged in so many, like, areas for me. It was the chemistry. They tried too hard. It was just, completely, like, whack for me.
It was fucking terrible, man. We're gonna, like, get into spoilers, but we'll let you guys know before we get into that. I don't even know where to start. That's how upset I am and annoyed with this movie. Like, I knew it was gonna be fucking garbage. But the trailer got me. Like from the jump, I'm like, oh, this shit's gonna be whack. Fuck this movie. Look, you know, it's gonna be garbage. The trailer, they did a really good job with making the trailer, you know, cool and like sell the movie. So it got me. I was like, oh, I said, you know what? This may actually be dope. I'm gonna check Suicide Squad out. Mm-hmm. So the movie, it had bad writing. Tried way too fucking hard. It wasn't funny. The parts that were supposed to be funny were just not funny. They didn't hit. It was fucking convoluted, like all fucking mixed up, like all over the place with the story. They try to throw in the fucking, I mean, this is not a spoiler, like Batman had a cameo. Batman was just thrown in there just to have him in there. Mm-hmm. That shit made no sense. He just, you know, he was just in there to be in there cause it's Batman. We're going to get into a little more with, like, you know, other things that happened that were just thrown in there, like spoilers, but, it was, dude, DC just has to wave the white fucking flag, beg Marvel Disney, beg them, be like, yo, we know you're the enemy, you're the competition, can you please write movies for us? Can you please, we'll pay you, please write a superhero movie for us, because Marvel Disney knows how to, they know how to do it. And DC fucking up, man. They just don't know how to make a good superhero flick. Now, I liked Man of Steel. I liked Batman versus Superman more than you did.
Yeah.
And in no fucking way, in my opinion, was this better than Batman versus Superman. That's my opinion, though. Fucking Wonder Woman making an appearance in Batman versus Superman is better than this whole movie. Better than the whole Suicide Squad, just Wonder Woman fighting.
Yeah. I mean, I do give it. It did have a dope soundtrack. It did have a dope soundtrack, but.
Bro, I didn't even like that shit, dude. I was ripping on that because to me, they try to make it all like urban and hip hoppy for like the new generations to like vibe with these kids today. And it's like, that shit was transparent. It was like, you're trying way too fucking hard. Just cause you have a couple of rap songs doesn't make the movie hip. It doesn't mean that kids are gonna like, that shit's gonna resonate with them like, oh yeah, this movie's down. Like, you know, they're playing Eminem. Like, no, it was fucking whack. It was trash, man. I gotta get into spoilers, dude. I can't.
Let's do it. Before that, do we grade it or we grade it after?
Yeah, let's grade it, dude. I'm gonna give Suicide Squad a letter grade, and I fucking graded it on Facebook. I'm gonna grade it now. Excuse me. I'm gonna give it a C minus. I originally gave it a C. I'm giving the shit a C minus. It went a little lower.
I'm giving it 2 stars. Straight up 2 stars.
Shit, and that's worse than C minus.
Yeah, it's being generous.
Fucking terrible, man. All right, so for you guys listening, we're getting into spoilers now. Oh my God. We don't want to ruin it for you, so sign off, guys. Get off of the episode. If you want to stick with us, if you don't give a shit about the movie, stick with us. Like I said, Netflix movie at best, not worth the fucking ticket. C minus. Now let's get into the actual spoilers of the movie. How you feel about Jared Leto as Joker?
I think he overplayed it, and the little scenes that he was there, I think he I understand he tried to make it his, but it was just too much laughter, like unnecessary like laughter. Joker doesn't laugh just to fucking laugh, and I felt like he did that. I felt like he asked a question and then he was like, which anyone can do. And it was just like, it was lame to me. I felt like he looked like a fucking zombie vampire hybrid. Like he was too pale. His hair was too green. It looked like it was just, I did not like his look at all. And, compared to the ones that already came out, he's by far the worst in my book.
Yeah. Jared Leto as Joker, he was okay. Like, if you take a guy from the street that has never acted in his life, he's better than that guy. Like, he was an okay Joker. He wasn't special. He didn't stand out. He was no Heath Ledger. He was no Jack Nicholson. His scenes were just, like, flat and boring to me. That's pretty much what I have to say about it. He was adequate. He was okay, like a filler Joker. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
fucking Croc. Croc was, oh my God, like, he looks stupid. Number one, he looks stupid. He had like a regular dude's body with a big head and mm-hmm. like, you know, they probably would have been better if they would have did him CGI or do like a little bit better of a job with his bodysuit to make him more look a little more diesel and imposing.
Yeah. I agree.
He just had like a big, strong head and neck, and then his body was like weak looking. And then he was supposed to be super strong, and it looked stupid. He looked disproportionate. Yeah, like all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he looked like he skipped leg day for his whole life. Like he just worked out on his neck, and that was it. He looked really like stupid. He looked, I know they try to make him look all like epic and magical and all that shit when he closed his eyes and it looked like a reptile. It was really stupid to me. I thought he was like really corny.
Yeah, he was stupid. His lines were stupid. Like he was like a bootleg leather head from Ninja Turtles. I think that was the name of the crocodile dude. He'd be like, mm-hmm. guarantee that dude. Yeah. He was a whack bootleg movie version of him. And Ninja Turtles should probably sue them for this.
yeah.
Disrespecting Leatherhead. And then Jai Courtney, the boomerang guy, I could totally see, I'm not hating on him. I like Jai Courtney. Yeah. I think he got a lot of potential. You know, as an action star, if they give him, you know, better roles, but to me, he was trying to be like a Tom Hardy too. He was trying to summon too much Tom Hardy vibe. Like, you're not Tom Hardy, dude. Like, Tom mm-hmm. Hardy was supposed to be that character, mm-hmm. but, you know, do it the way you would play it. That's my opinion. I think he was trying too hard to be Tom Hardy. That's how I view it.
He's that Walmart brand Tom Hardy. I don't know. I didn't really feel anything for him. I was like, he was funny, but I could do with or without him. Like he really didn't stand out to me. Like I thought he was just weak. Like I'm like whatever about him.
Yeah. His character was just kind of lame too. I mean, what was supposed to be his gifts? Like he threw boomerangs and was good with knives. Mm-hmm. He didn't even show that much skill with the boomerangs. Like,
nah.
He was aight. Like, you know.
Yeah, more towards the end, he threw it and he had a camera built into one and they were like looking at him and I'm like, oh wow. You know, like.
Whack. And Enchantress, I thought she looked kind of cool. I thought her powers were cool. I thought she looked cool. But the thing is with her is, if you ask me, I think they kind of threw together like the villain out of nowhere. Like it was like they didn't know. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the writers didn't know who to make them fight against and they just made up some story like on the fly. Like, oh, let's just make her release like her brother or like another being or whatever. And then they're just going to fight that big thing that, what was it? It was like a, fire metal statue dude.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Like a warlock, a demon? I didn't get it.
Yeah. He was three men in one. That's basically it. He was like a warlock demon and he took over one dude's body and it fed off another two and he grew big. Like that was it. And, supposedly they're supposed to be that team just in case the next Superman comes and he turns out he's bad. And I'm like, you can't fight the real Superman. Like who in that team could fucking fuck with Superman?
Nobody.
Like I'm saying like that shit was, it was lame. It was the whole plot of the movie was lame.
Yeah. Nobody on that team, dude. And here's the thing that didn't make any sense to me as I'm watching it. So that big like demon statue, dude, you know, that were kind of was like on fire, the main villain. He's in the middle of the city. He's wiping out mad people. He's taking down choppers, like nothing, dude. He's wiping everything out. But when they go to fight him, he's missing them. He's missing them. He's not killing them right away. Like, he's kicking them. He kicked a few people and sent them flying. What happened to wiping everything out? You were just taking down helicopters, dude. But when you're fighting a Suicide Squad, somehow they're lasting longer than 5 minutes. Get the
That's true. Did you see when they walked into the scene, though? Wasn't that epic? Like, I just rolled my eyes and sucked my teeth when I saw that. Like, you guys ain't nobody. Like, the Power Rangers are whooped ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
guys ain't nobody.
Yeah, man. I found that. And they did it more than, like, once, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, they did it, like, more than once. So I thought it was played out and corny.
What do you think about Viola Davis? Who's like, the military.
She played that character to the T. What they should have done was play off Assault on Arkham Asylum. Like that's basically Suicide Squad right there. Like they should have just played that off. And what they did, they just went all the way to left field with what they went with.
Well, how do you think Flash looked, dude?
Flash looked kind of cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I just wish he had all red. Like, you know, I wish he had his original suit. It's just like the padding and stuff like that. I'm not too used to yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
That's just me though.
He looked like futuristic looking, but I did like his suit though. Like, I thought he looked kind of cool. Like, I was hating on him in Batman versus Superman, but like in full costume, I thought he looked kind of cool. And I like his powers. Like when he moves really quick, you see like electricity.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a new take on him. Like they've never done that with Flash. I'm sure they'll explain that shit when the Justice League comes out. But
that's to show you super fucking fast. When you see that much electricity around him, shit.
Yeah. How about Batman's appearance? What'd you think about that?
I thought it was dope. I how I feel about Batman. I thought he gave him a notch. You know what I'm saying? Like when he dove into the water and he punched Harley Quinn in the face, like everyone laughed.
That was funny.
It was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. But she was dangerous though. She took a swipe at him out of nowhere. Super.
She played the role really well. Like, you know, the voice and the accent and everything. She played it to the key.
Yeah, she was great as Harley Quinn. I don't got really much complaints about her. Will Smith is Deadshot. He was okay, dude. If you ask me, he tried too hard also. You know, try to be too much of a tough guy. It's just not believable with Will Smith to me.
I think Will Smith played Will Smith, but with the volleyball suit, like mask.
Will Smith, he played basically Will Smith, when he wants to be tough on screen, he just did that again. Like, he's the same guy that was in I Am Legend. He's the same character. Like, same wannabe tough guy. And this is not, he just, I don't know, man. He's a good actor, but he don't got that screen presence to play that tough badass. Like, that's my opinion. His mask looks so fucking stupid. It looks like a paper mache. Like this motherfucker got a mask from Cinco de Mayo or some shit. Like, no, what's that parade in Mexico? The dead parade? And they got paper mache masks?
Yeah, Dia de los Muertes. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's the weirdest looking, stupidest mask.
You know what his mask? His mask remind me, like, when I was in kindergarten, I used to make, like, balloons, and then they would, like, take, like, newspaper and glue it, and it get mad hard. Remember?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm trying to, like, compare it to. Yeah, you hit it on the nail, dude. What a stupid-ass design. So fucking stupid.
I mean, it's like that in the comic book, but it looks doper in the comic book, I guess. Like, real live action.
You said it looked like a volleyball cut in half.
He just sticked his head in a volleyball, poked a hole through it.
Yo, what'd you think about his marksmanship, though? His aim.
That gave me goosebumps. I'm not gonna lie, that was kind of dope. Because I'm like, what? And he just shot the same hole like over and over again. Like, I thought that was dope.
Yeah. The targets, like the spot was like white hot, and the bullets like went right through it. He did that on a couple of steel targets. That was kind of dope.
Yeah.
But overall, I really didn't care for him too much. Mm-hmm. He just didn't stand out a lot. He was kind of weak. The boomerang guy was kind of garbage. Jai Courtney. Jay Hernandez as Diablo.
He was weak. Yo, he was mad weak. They put him in a, like, a empty boiler. That was his cell. And then they looked at him through a glass, and then he didn't want to fight. And the shit that, like, I was like, what the fuck? He rode by in flames. Like, it was just the corniest shit. Man, I wanted to punch someone. Like, when they went to go visit him in his cell, and then he was like, no, I'm not going to fight or whatever. And then he went like, he fanned his hands out, and it said bye. And like, you know, in flames. That shit was fucking corny.
I don't even remember that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was basically like Pyro from X-Men, kind of in a way. Except he like makes fire out of nowhere. He just, I don't know, when he was fighting that being at the end, I don't understand how, like, when he was shooting fire at it, it looked like it was like on fire already. It was like a molten kind of metal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that was really affecting it. Like, just looking at it, you're like, that ain't gonna do shit to it. Like, fire, dude, really?
And then when anything's gonna make him stronger.
Yeah, and then he turned into like the giant, like, to me, it was like an Aztec, like, god kind of spirit, like a fire spirit, demon, whatever. Yeah. And I mean, it was kind of interesting, but it looked like all skinny.
It looked puny as shit. I'm like, they got this dude at bat, like, to fight this monster? Like, come on. He looked pathetic. It looked, it was bad. What did you think about, what did you think about their soldiers?
Garbage, man. They look like a fucking grape army. They were like the raspberry army.
I call them wartheads.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, they look like mutant raspberries or some shit. I didn't understand what was going on. Like, what were they? Like, it was so weird.
Yeah, it was dumb, and that they didn't die. It was like really, really lame. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
And they were weak too, dude, because Harlequin was like taking them out with a baseball bat.
Yeah, and then Chop was like using up mad rounds on them, and they just, it was just dumb. Yeah. It was dumb.
When he was standing on the car, like taking the whole bunch of them out when he went ham. Harlequin, her also, like, I think they gave her too much props, man, like in her fighting. I never really took Harlequin as like a nasty fighter like that, but she was like holding her own
against all these
creatures. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I think they did try to make her like the Black Widow type, you know? So.
Yeah, like, I don't know, just like a nasty fighter. To me, that was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Scott Eastwood was in this. He didn't really have the biggest role. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think they're missing a boat with him, man. I mean, it's Clint Eastwood's fucking son.
Yeah.
You can do
something. He got that last name. yeah, he's got a good look to him, and I don't know about his talent yet, but I've never seen anything that he's done, honestly, so I can't really shit on him. And he just didn't really stand out to me in this movie.
Yeah. what else, Gil? What else do you got to say about it?
I hate the fact that they killed one. I thought he was going to be doper than the boomerang guy that they blew his head off early.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He looked like he could have done some shit, man. And they just blew, they blew his head off like 10 minutes into the movie. I was like, what the fuck?
The climbing guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I seen him in something. I just can't remember though. He looked like Native American, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now what'd you think about the katana?
She was okay. I mean, she was all right. I don't really have a lot to say about her. I don't think she was that interesting. She was just kind of like just a sexy Asian chick, you know?
Yeah.
I say that, and she had a mask most of the movie, but she was pretty hot, and she was okay. I don't know. Mm. I don't really have a whole lot to say about her. What about what's the dude who's in the RoboCop remake that you called him skinny RoboCop? Damn, what's his fucking name? He was Flag in the movie.
Yeah, he was corny too. He was whack.
Damn, what's his fucking name? Oh, Joel Kinnaman. Yeah, he was okay. Also, he just wasn't he wasn't stand out. He kind of played a tough guy like okay. I mean, I don't know.
I think he just should stick to TV. If I could be like straight honest, I think he needs to just stick to TV series. Like I don't want to see him in the big screen anymore. Like,
bro, the dude who played Croc was the guy who played Adebisi on Oz. His name is I don't think I can pronounce his name correctly. Adewale Akinwunmi. Agbaji, I don't know, but I hope I somewhat got that right. But he was in Oz, the HBO show. He was in The Thing, 2011. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
he did okay. He did all right.
Yeah, I mean he did what they told him to do. So it was just like really bad. What they should have done with him was they did to Batista, like paint the skin kind of, because Croc in the comic books, he's got like an egg-shaped head, and he's not even that broad, like he doesn't got a big head like that, like like they gave him, you know, so they should have did something different with him. I just thought he was corny. Like, remember we started shitting on him like from the very beginning?
Yeah, he looked like dried cat turd.
Yep.
Been in the sun. That if you go to grab it, it crumbles. He looked terrible. I think they should have made him, I mean, it would have been more money, so I understand probably why they didn't do it. They should have made him CGI or just have like a better bodysuit for him. Like, it just, his suit looked terrible. It just, he had no bulk or size to him, but you're supposed to be like a crocodile guy and strong. He looked like he had a dad bod. And we thought Doomsday had a dad bod from fucking
Doomsday would fuck his shit up.
Oh, forget it.
He would fuck his shit up.
It's not even a match. And then like you said, the whole Suicide Squad was created to fight like super beings, and dude, they can't even hold a candle. They can't fuck with Superman, Wonder Woman.
No.
Like anybody on that level will like mop the floor with them. The only one that would stand a chance is the Enchantress, because she got like powers, you know, like powers and shit. besides her, man, that's about it. And go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I thought the scene where she was fighting all of them with the swords, I thought that was kind of weird. It's like, if you have powers, why are you fighting hand to hand with them? Cause at the end, she just like took their weapons away. Like it was nothing, Is it? It's like, if you can do that from the beginning, why are you even fighting with them?
Yeah, I thought it was weak. Another thing that I didn't really like about this movie is that they were force feeding you these characters. Like, they wanted you to feel something for them, especially like Deadshot with his daughter and, you know, they're bad, but they're not really bad. They're still human beings. They still have feelings. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, this is supposed to be a comic book movie. You know what I'm saying? Just, and then like even Harley Quinn was like, you did something bad on that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, sitting around the bar, like, that whole scene was stupid to me, too. Like,
Yeah, they just tried way too hard, and the problem is that the writers of this movie were not, they're not talented enough to make it, to make it, like, heartfelt or make you care about them. There was no character development. It just wasn't done well. Like, I didn't care about any of them. I didn't care about any of them, not one. I'm trying to think if I was invested with like even one character. No, not one. I didn't give a shit about one of the fucking characters at all. But I don't know what else to say, man. There's so much to shit on this movie, and it was such a huge disappointment because, you know, DC's trying to go the Marvel route and like build this universe and like link everything. And they're just fucking failing, man. They're just failing. This is supposed to kind of link more Justice League, you know, that whole, you know, build up to that movie. And, you know, they kind of hinted when Deadshot said he got business in Gotham. It's like, I don't even care to see him in Gotham. Like, so he's going to come out in the new Batman movie? Is that what's going to happen?
No, and I don't know if you stayed to the very end. But they, like, opened, like, you know how Marvel does that they give you a hint to another movie? So they did give a hint, obviously, to the Justice League. And it was the chick, I forgot her name, the military chick, Viola Davis, her part. She was talking to Bruce Wayne. And basically, Bruce Wayne asked for some files, and it had, you know, the Justice League. Yeah, they were talking, he grabbed the files to the Justice League, and then he got up and he was like, you know, squash it or my friends will. Like, I felt like that was kind of corny. Like, it was really, really fucking corny.
Now, dude, going forward, like, I'm actually excited for Aquaman's movie. I think Jason Momoa looks pretty badass as Aquaman. He fucking bulked up. That dude's a beast right now. And Flash, I'm like mad about, but there's one character I want to see make an appearance is Green Lantern. So how are they going to bring him into the picture and who's going to play the new Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Green Lantern's dope, dude.
Yeah, he is. I was watching, I believe it was, Justice League War, and he has a lot of, like strong ass powers, and the shit that he comes up with is dope.
Yeah. Green Lantern's definitely really cool. So seeing him on screen is going to be a big deal. But, you know, going forward, I am excited for Justice League. I can't wait for that to come out. And for you guys listening, if you haven't seen the Wonder Woman trailer, holy shit. Holy crap. Like, Wonder Woman looks fucking dope. It looks sick. I'm definitely
that. Yeah, she looks like she definitely put mad work into that character. Cause there's stands when she's holding her shield up, like she's just arched in a certain way that the comic book character does. And it is freaking, it's fucking dope. And then her lasso on top of it. Yo, man. Wonder Woman.
With some garments and that rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so hot, dude. She looks amazing as Wonder Woman. Like, just, you could not have cast somebody better. And I was hating on her at first because I thought she was,
so was I.
Too thin. Like,
so
you know,
was I.
Too model looking, but she sure proved me wrong, dude. She proved a lot of people wrong. You know, I don't even know what else to say. I'm just going to say again to the people out there, I didn't fucking care for it. It's a Netflix movie at best. Not worth a ticket to me. DC failed with this. C minus. That's pretty much all I have to say. We could actually fucking pick it apart even further, but what's the point?
Yeah. Would you own it?
Hell no.
Dude. I'm going on record and saying I wouldn't own it either.
I wouldn't even own it if it was $5. I don't even care about it, like, on any level. I just don't. It's just a movie that I'll just forget. It's like, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for Suicide Squad, dude. You got anything else?
Nah.
All right. And we just, like, this is like a super negative episode, just ripping that shit apart. So for you guys listening, that's going to be episode 148. You know, Gil and I ragged on Suicide Squad. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for listening, you know, for following us. We're pretty much all over social media. Real Fiends, Facebook. We have a Twitter page, YouTube channel, iTunes. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. Leave us feedback also. You can email us realfiends@gmail.com for requests or, you know, whatever you like. Just send us some feedback. So that's it, guys. We'll be back with 149 with whatever fun movie-related episode that is. And you got anything, Gil?
No, I'm good.
All right, man. So for you guys listening, we'll catch you back with episode 149. Later.
Peace.